Good afternoon, BHSA listeners. This is your one and only host, Lauren A., on the Wildly Talked About show, Island Insight. Today we have two of our very own students in the studio to talk about their West Indian cultures. First up to go is a young lady who we all know as Miss Chin. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, everybody. This is Shayna. I'm speaking to Lauren today on behalf of my country, Jamaica. So, hope you guys have fun listening to me talk.
Okay. So, can you briefly state your family's cultural background for us?
My parents were born and raised in Jamaica. Some of my grandparents were born and raised there also. My great-grandparents, I'm kind of mixed. My great-grandfather's from China, and some of my other great-grandparents are from India, and they're white and so forth. So I'm very mixed, but my real background and what I do know is Jamaica.
Oh, that's interesting. That's a good mix.
Yes.
Is that why your hair looks the way it does?
Yeah, that's why the hair looks nice, you know, nice curls there now.
Yeah, since the listeners can't see your hair, would you like to describe it for them?
It has curls. I have nice curly hair, you know, nice dark brown, fluffy, curly hair. You know, don't need a perm, you know, you can wear it wet and curly, straighten it out with a curling iron. You know, okay. Good to go.
Okay. So, have you ever been to Jamaica?
Yes, I've been there plenty of times. I love it there. I try to go often.
Do you like going there?
I love going there.
Why?
I have my family there, and then it makes for a great vacation place. And, you know, it's very relaxing to go, you know, to the beach and to the shopping areas. It's a fun place.
Okay. What aspects in Jamaica are different from American culture?
Well, being that, well, Jamaica is part of the Caribbean, so, and it's a very hot climate place, so it, you don't have to worry about snow over there, and it's really hot most of the time. And the people there, you know, it's the way of life, like they're, you know, you wake up early, you have your breakfast, everybody have their shops, they're cooking early, you have your housekeepers, and everything is different, like just the shopping, the cars, the homes. It's a Caribbean island.
Okay, so you mentioned cooking, tell me about the food.
The food is wonderful, but well, here in America we have different countries that are put together, so it's like you have a little bit of everything. As to where there in Jamaica, you know, you have your jerk chicken on every corner, and the Indians have their roti making and all their curry stuff. So
making me hungry.
It's a lot of that good stuff. You know what I mean?
Okay, now can you tell me about the music?
The music is reggae. It's the music is reggae, however, it's very popular here in, you know, the States, yet still when you go to Jamaica, they're listening to a lot of the music that is like played here, like the rock and the pop and the hip hop stuff. So it's like the reggae is they're big on their reggae, however, they sort of enjoy listening to the other culture's music more down there. But it's really reggae, dancehall reggae, culture music with like people such as Egyptian, and he's a culture artist, and Jakur, and then you have your Beanie Man and all of that do their dancehall.
Oh yeah. I can relate because, you know, my family's from Barbados. And when you go down there, you hear soca, but like you said, for the most part, they do play American music. And my grandma just came back from Barbados, and she said all you heard was Chris Brown, Chris Brown, Chris Brown. So I was like, wow.
Yeah, they're all big on the music that, you know, the hip-hop stuff.
Mm-hmm. And going back on what you said about the different styles of reggae, because I know you have Egyptian who's like...
He's culture music.
Yeah, more slower. And
the dance, like the older people, that's the music you dance to. They call that, well, they call it, he sings culture music. They call it culture music because they're more talking about either love and stuff that go on in everyday life. Like, he was in jail, so he wrote about when he was in jail and different stuff that happened within their childhood and things like that, as to where the dance hall is like, it's like basically some sex they're talking about, you know, while you dancing. Mm-hmm. So that's a big, that's one difference in that music.
So, you brought two tracks for us today. From the name of the song?
I'll give you two culture musics, and they're culture artists. They're Egyptian. He sings Beautiful Lady, and we have Jakur sings Love.
Okay, so take a listen to Beautiful Lady.
Consciousness and my immortality. I'm the happiest man in the world because I am before my girl, and I promise you, my baby, I'm gonna take you on tours around the world. Yeah, baby, she said, ooh, she never felt so right. I said, yes.
Yeah, you know, Rasta Live, universal sign of love. Love is the answer, my friend, and love is the only way. Yeah, true love, we can find ourselves. I call our true identity, you know. Love your brother, love your sister, love one another, the universal sign. I take it from here.
So we just finished with our Jamaican representative, and now we have our next guest, Raina, aka Miss Tempo. Would you like to introduce yourself briefly?
Of course. I'm Raina, and I'm of Trinidadian descent. And yeah.
Okay, so would you briefly like to state your family's cultural background?
Sure, why not? Well, everybody and their mama was born in Trinidad. My great grandmother was a coolie. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And my grandmother is a Dogla. My grandfather is of African descent from Trinidad. And my grandparents on the other side don't matter.
So. Well, would you want to explain to the audience what Dogla is?
A Dogla is someone who is mixed between Indian and Black, half and half.
Okay. Have you ever been to Trinidad?
Of course.
How many times?
About twice a year. Every year. Yeah.
And I guess you like going because you go.
Of course. That's a good
one. Why do you like going?
Because it feels like home. And I get to, every time I go, I learn more about who I am and where I came from.
Well, that's good. That's a good reason. What aspects are different from American culture?
Well, the music, of course, the food. Just the people, their whole mindset, because they think differently. it's not as fast paced as the United States is. So they run a little slower, I guess you could say. So, would you like me to elaborate?
The food, okay. I'm pretty sure it's better.
Well, okay, you have roti, which is of Indian descent. When the Indians came to Trinidad, you know, they brought that along with curry, stuff like that. And you also have Trinidadian Chinese food, which is actually of descent from China. When you have, like, immigrants come, you know, from China and stuff like that, they brought that. Of African descent, I really do not know. I couldn't tell you.
That's fine. Get into the good stuff, the music.
Yay! Okay, well, you have soca, parang. You have... Okay, well, soca can be broken down into, like, many types of soca. Groovy soca, raga soca, and just regular soca. You have calypso, which is from the... That's like from the old time, like from when my great grandmother and my grandmother used to listen to it. Raga soca is more of a mix between soca and reggae. And groovy soca is more of like the love songs. That's, yeah, soca, love songs, stuff like that. Parang is actually from Hispanic descent. And, well, some of the Trinidadians that live in certain parts speak Spanish. And they've actually brought that type of music to Trinidad.
Alright, so since it's a lot of different ethnicities in Trinidad, like their influence, you said they have the Trinidadian Chinese food and the Hispanics with the music. Are there a lot of different cultures in Trinidad, like Hispanics in Trinidad, Chinese people in Trinidad?
Yeah. Okay, at this moment, there's a lot of Indians. Like, 7 times out of 10, there's all Indian. Then you would say the next ethnic group would be African Trinidadians, I guess you would say. And then you have the ones who are like really light with curly hair, like Hispanic, of Hispanic descent. And but you rarely find Asians, but they're there. You'll find them, but you just have to. It depends on where you go.
So you did name a lot of different types of music. So do you have any examples that you like to?
Yes, I do. Would you like me to name the song I'm going to choose?
You can name about 4 of them.
Okay. My first song is called Jean and Dinah by Sparrow. And that is more of a calypso song. And it explains how a long time ago, when the U.S. military base was in Trinidad, how the prostitutes serviced the men, I guess, to find their way over here in the United States. That's my song.
Well, it's Jean and Dinah, Rosita and Clementina, round the corner posing, that your life is something they're selling. And if you catch them broken, you can get them all for nothing. Don't make a row. The auntie's gonna sparrow table. Ah, Jean and Dinah, Rosita and Clementina, round the corner posing, that your life is something they're selling. And if you catch them broken, you can get them all for nothing. Don't make a row. The auntie's gonna sparrow table for now. Well, the girls in town feeling bad. No more Yankees in Trinidad. They gonna close down the base for good. Them girls have to make out how they could. Hey, brother, it's now they pop up in town. In for a penny and in for a pound. Believe me, it's competition. So trouble in the town when the price drop low. So when you bounce up Jean and Dinah, Rosita and Clementina, round the corner posing, that's your life is something that's
my second song is Don't Stop by Sherwin Winchester, and that's more of the Indian descent music, that's what you'll hear. And that's more of a groovy soca.
Strong, can't wait. With you, girl, I belong.
he's basically just talking about the hardships that people go through in life. Tired of this misery, tired of the worries and the problems and the strife. Tired of the things when they're not going to write. Oh, tired of this miserable, how this miserable. Well, you know how hard me work. Every day me a kneel and me pray, pray. Ask God to guide and protect me. Lead the ticky there for the right way, way. But everything I just fumble and crumble. Everything I just stumble and fall, fall. I don't know where I'm gonna turn now. Oh Lord, please answer my call. Cause me tired of this miserable life. Jumbie, everybody knows, by Marshall Montano, and it's basically a carnival song. It's the type of music that they have to play behind the
you all, but I'm definitely hype and ready to party. Unfortunately, we are out of time for today though. Thanks go out to our Jamaican and Trinidadian representatives for coming through. Thank you for listening to Island Insight.